If you want a career in the medical field, but don't necessarily want to work as a doctor or a nurse, you could consider a career in mental health. Rehabilitation assistants have a variety of duties and get to make a difference in the lives of people. Keep listening to find out more about this rewarding career.
You got a goal? Looking for a career change? Welcome to Your Career on Target podcast.
Rehabilitation assistant. A mental health peer support or assistant will support allied health professionals in the mental health facilities. On any given day, you may be responsible for the following: performing office work, such as organizing documents, answering phones, making clerical work, and more. Interact with incoming patients and tend to their overall needs. Prepare them for their medical visits. Check in patients when they arrive. Ensuring patient care and independent living, and more. In short, you'll never be bored, you'll always be learning. You'll also need strong people skills and organizational skills, since you'll likely be working with people. Sometimes, situations become tense, so you'll need a sense of calm and preparedness in knowing how to handle these type of cases appropriately. Education. If a job as a mental health rehabilitation assistant or peer support associate sounds like something you could do, here's how to go about finding the right school for you. A certificate in the field, which takes less than a year to complete, is adequate for working as a mental health assistant or peer support associate. You'll want to research programs or schools that offer this program and have accreditation and the opportunity for certification by state or certifying body. You'll fill out an admissions form, gather transcripts, and pay any fees. In some cases, you can even complete your high school diploma while you're training for a career. Once you're accepted, you'll enter into the program and learn all about mental health and the duties you need. For busy adults looking for a career change, this is advisable and encouraged due to work duties. You will have the flexibility to complete the program from the convenience of your own home to meet assignment deadlines. Once you're close to graduation, depending on your state's requirements, you may need to apply for certification and licensing. Even if your state doesn't require a ton of licensing, it may help with job opportunities and salary in the long run. Many schools teach you the skills you need to land the job you want. For example, they coach you through interviewing skills and how you need to format your resume to stand out from the crowd. Employment. One of the great things about the mental health field is that you can spend very little time in school compared to an undergraduate degree and have a career for a lifetime. At the same time, salaries depend heavily on location, experience, certification, training, and more. Being in school for less time than a traditional undergrad means you don't have as much debt, and you can start your job quickly, sometimes right out of college. Mental health and medical jobs are on the rise, and there's always going to be a demand for them. Another thing about working in mental health is that you can take your job just about anywhere. You're not tied down in any way. With mental health issues on the rise, facilities are located throughout the United States and often hire people with proper soft skills and techniques to assist them. Want to learn more about how to start your career? Visit our certificate and degree programs page to learn more about our school, how to apply, or contact us today. And if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.